Today we hear the second installment in our Avant-Garde Made Easy series. We invited jazz critic Kevin Whitehead to tell us about a half dozen modern jazz mavericks he thinks are important and to point out things to listen for. This time we consider trumpeter Lester Bowie. Lester Bowie with the Art Ensemble of Chicago, a band he played with for more than 30 years, until his death in 1999 at age 58. Bowie came from a family of brass players and grew up mostly in St. Louis, which also spawned trumpeters Clark Terry and Miles Davis. But his avowed idol was Louis Armstrong.
Some listeners are now asking themselves, why would a talented musician make such awful sounds instead of nice, pretty ones? One short answer is, jazz, like the visual arts, moved toward greater abstraction in the 20th century. You might hear Lester Bowie's splattery textures as analogous to Jackson Pollock's drip painting technique. They redefine conventional notions of beauty, extending the expressive potential of the medium. Free jazz players were often accused of turning their backs on the tradition, but their music's often rich with echoes of the old masters. Bowie's rubbery bent notes owe a lot to cornetist Rex Stewart's half-valved slurs with Duke Ellington in the 1940s. In early jazz, trumpet was often used to impersonate barnyard animals or mimic speech cadences or syllabics, mostly for comic effect. By the 1950s, such effects were considered corny and undignified. But the 60s avant-garde reclaimed such early jazz devices, and no trumpeter did so more aggressively than Lester Bowie. Bowie came to prominence as a member of the cooperative group, the Art Ensemble of Chicago. Starting in the mid-1960s, they mixed toy instruments, early jazz march rhythms, and open improvising with a subversive sense of humor akin to Spike Jones. The early Art Ensemble of Chicago was such a collective enterprise, you can hardly single out Bowie. But when its members began to pursue their own side projects, it was clear he had the keenest sense of humor and took from the Art Ensemble's broad mix the idea that most any music could be grist for the mill.
Hey kids, what time is it?
It's Halloween Union time!
We'll be right back.
Lester Bowie from his 1981 album, The Great Pretender. On his own records, Bowie helped revive the old jazz practice, lost since rock and roll came in, of playing the pop music of his own time. In the 80s and 90s, he led a horn choir, Brass Fantasy, which played radio hits like Smooth Operator and Saving All My Love for You. But Bowie also reflected the non-musical rhythms of his time. Where others talk about a relationship between the noble arts of jazz and boxing, Bowie's 1975 Rope-a-Dope graphically depicts Muhammad Ali wearing down an opponent. Drums and congas shadow the jabs and fancy footwork, but the slow-motion brass of Lester and his trombonist brother Joseph Bowie eerily anticipate the stylized fights in Scorsese's Raging Bull. Lester Bowie's influence on diverse brass players, including Butch Morris, Hugh Reagan, Paul Smoker, Dave Douglas, and Wynton Marsalis, who'd played in a multiple trumpet band with Bowie in the early 80s and soon after began using some of the same early jazz brass techniques. Bowie made some forgettable records, and in the 90s didn't sound like he practiced too much, but by then his reputation was secure. Few modern musicians worked harder to keep jazz connected to our own time, or had more infectious fun while doing it.
Kevin Whitehead is currently based in Chicago. Information on the music for the Avant-Garde Made Easy series can be found on the Fresh Air website. This is Fresh Air.